All right, we're back. Got to love the Eagles right there. Hotel California. All right. You're listening to Who's Talking, Frank and Jim, and our good friend Chris Sill is going to take it away with the Olympic Sports Report. Take it away, Chris.
All right, guys, thank you. It was a good weekend for UVA overall, besides just the basketball game. Men's and women's swim team took down Carolina in Carolina week. The men won 194 to 106, and then the women won 169 to 131. Not only that, but we sweep Duke as well, both men's and women's in swimming. So, big weekend for
Mark,
the swim team.
Mark Bernardino has got that figured out.
That dude is a boss.
He is the boss.
He gets it done.
He and Brian Boland are the examples over there. And Steve Garland, who we had on the show last week. What a weekend he had beating Carolina and Duke.
Well, tell us about the Duke wrestling match. 38 to nothing. Wasn't
30,
it?
It was 38 or 40. It was shutout city. I know that.
38 nothing. Yep. And they're up to a number 11 ranking in the country right now,
which is the highest ranking in the history of the UVA wrestling program.
I mean, those coaches over in Charlottesville should be clamoring to come on this show with the luck that and the good fortune you have after you're on this show.
I think that's it. The Olympic Sports Report probably has a lot to do with
too. Mike London ought to be calling us every week for just a couple of minutes.
Maybe somebody should tell Coach London, call Frank and Hobo.
And then women's basketball beat Miami 62-52 as well. So overall, it was a great weekend.
Well, as Frank indicated, Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday, Virginia Tech on the road for the men's basketball team, 8 o'clock Thursday night, and then Saturday at 1, BC in Charlottesville, a game that the Hoos are going to have to find a way to win, and then big one next Tuesday night. We'll be talking about that next Monday, but NC State comes to town, one of the premier teams in the ACC, and hopefully we'll have a heck of an atmosphere at JPJ for that one.
I'll tell you what. Big game this coming Thursday night, 8 o'clock down at Castle Coliseum. Is that correct?
The Castle. I'm interested to see how Jontel and Tevin and others guard Eric Green. Because, well, I mean, if you can shut him down, you can really make life tough for the Hokies.
Well, I think the big thing is actually on the offensive end. Virginia needs to take care of the basketball. They cannot kick the ball all over the gym.
No,
like
you got to limit turnovers.
At
no
Wake
question.
Forest, they kicked it all over the gym using your favorite phrase. And they just
I'm such a big soccer fan. You know, I love soccer. So
you love
kicking
soccer.
The ball is just, you know.
But he's being facetious, folks. Must say, good time to tease next week's show. Next week's show, we have former UVA quarterback Chip Mark joining us. And hopefully UVA head baseball coach Brian O'Connor. We've put the feelers out there. Hopefully Coach O'Connor will say yes. Stay in touch with us on Facebook, and we will keep you alerted to that.
And for some of our older listeners, Chip Mark is the son of Joe Mark, who was worked for the Virginia Student Aid Foundation for a number of years back in the 1980s. And
great guy.
As I told Chip today, his father, just one of the all-time good guys, not only due to his service at Virginia. He was an assistant football coach at Virginia as well, and then went on and did some development work for Terry Holland down at Davidson when Terry was the AD down there. So just a great family, so it'll be interesting to get Chip Mark's perspective on the football team and program at this stage.
All right, Hobo, we've got a minute or two. Let's tease the basketball game against the Hokies. Thursday night, Castle. You know their fans are clamoring for a big W. You know their players. This is the one they circle on their calendar. Eric Green is one of the top scorers in the nation. What does Virginia have to do to win this game?
Control the tempo. You know, Virginia Tech wants to play faster than we do. If Virginia is able to get the tempo to their liking, then I think it's going to be a close game and the Hoos will have a great chance to win.
You know, I remember Malcolm Brogdon making a tremendous steal at the end of regulation to eliminate the Hokies down there last year. Malcolm can't play. He's redshirted. But I hear Malcolm is now practicing a little bit with the team.
Good.
And that finally his foot is healing up some. And that's a good sign for next year, but just good news about making some progress.
Yeah, you'd like to see the kid be able to come back because he showed signs last year that he could be one heck of a basketball player. They could certainly use his offensive skills this year, but it does get you excited with Anthony Gill that Barry was talking about earlier and Malcolm Brogdon coming back.
And then Devin Hall coming in.
And Perantes, I think.
London Perantes.
From California, so they're going to have some additions. And, of course, all the freshmen will be sophomores next year, and you still got Joe Harris and Akil Mitchell. Paul Jesperson. So, I mean, you got the potential of being one heck of a basketball team next year, but we got to get through this year first, and this team, I think, has potential.
My favorite part about the game on Saturday was how loud everyone really was, and I was talking to my boys on the way back home about how, people, when Tony Bennett came in, we thought, oh, it's low-scoring basketball. People might not be really excited about it, but UVA fans are really getting behind, running the shot clock down on the defensive end.
Yeah, they get excited about defense now.
It's pumped. Yeah, it's pretty
you get
cool.
A stop and a defensive rebound or force a turnover, the fans love it.
Well, the other thing is, I think on Saturday, one new subtle twist. Virginia looked to be trying to run a modified fast break on a number of occasions. And if they can get some easy shots, I think this team can take off.
Well, the one thing I really liked in the first half, there was a one possession where they sort of had an early look for Paul Jesperson, and it was one of the threes that he made. And sometimes, I mean, I understand wanting to run your offense against a half-court defense and a half-court set, but sometimes when you get out in transition, you get that pull-up jump shot, it's wide open. My attitude is to go ahead and take it because that may be the best look you're going to get when you have possession.
All right, we've also going to tease upcoming shows. We've invited assistant basketball coach Jason Williford to join us in the coming weeks. Looking for a few other players. We got about 10 seconds. Go Wahoos. Thursday night, UVA versus Virginia Tech at Castle. Big game. Go Wahoos.
Absolutely. Go get a win, guys.